1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin today and facing more criticism from his visit to Arlington National Cemetery Monday. A campaign aide reportedly involved in an incident with a cemetery official.
An Army spokesperson says an employee at Arlington National Cemetery, quote, acted with professionalism as she tried to enforce federal laws and regulations prohibiting political activities on cemetery grounds. That official was, in the words of the statement, abruptly pushed aside by Trump campaign staffers. She has decided not to press charges, and the Army says it considers the matter closed.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A change of venue hearing underway in Idaho. Attorneys for college murder suspect Brian Koberger want to move the trial to another county, saying he cannot get a fair trial. An Inspector General audit of the FBI suggests the agency has not made enough improvements and changes to how it handles sex abuse allegations and cases following the failures in the Dr. Larry Nassar case. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new COVID booster shot is rolling out, and experts recommend everyone who can get one should.
Everything appears to be covered by the vaccine, that it should be a good match and it should offer very good protection against COVID-19.
Tom Haupt is Wisconsin state epidemiologist. More people are landing in the hospital with COVID these days. Haupt says that's likely because last year's boosters are losing their effectiveness. Wisconsin state tax collections for the fiscal year that just ended rose by more than 1%. That's $275 million additional dollars for the state officials weren't necessarily expecting. There's no word on why tax collections were higher than projected. The Department of Revenue is working on final numbers that will come out in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska. Donald Trump's La Crosse Town Hall features an unlikely moderator. Former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard has joined forces with the former president and will seemingly lead the event at the La Crosse Center. Gabbard's role extends beyond the town hall, as she's also assisting Trump in preparation for the September 10th presidential debate. Local law enforcement is telling people to expect delays and to consider alternate travel plans to navigate the increased traffic. After more than 8 decades, Sergeant Jack H. Holfield was laid to rest in Onalaska. Holfield served in the Army Air Corps and was captured in the Philippines in 1942. He died in a Japanese prisoner of war camp, but his remains were only identified this past May. The recent funeral, attended by over 100 people, brought closure to family members who had long believed that the Trumpalo native would never return home. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska for WLCX News.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Koska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do, and it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Koska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way after 7 o'clock tonight, bringing the potential of some flash flooding. High, damaging wind gusts are also possible as this passes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulation Area and political editor of Civic Media, joins us at 10:30. Be here.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle, 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, August 29th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, on what is now an overcast day in the capital city. Be alert, as meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us, could be some strong to severe storms as we go into the late afternoon, early evening, starting for our listeners up around Amory, Wisconsin, and northwest Wisconsin, going down to Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, then into La Crosse, and those storms are going to move in a line southeasterly, will affect much of the state at different points tonight, could cause some severe weather. So keep it here or your favorite weather source. Just be aware that could be some heavy weather tonight. Welcome into hour number two. Going to be a lot of fun. Coming up in a couple of minutes, going to give away a couple of pairs of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Going to tell you something that's mentioned in a new movie coming out September 13th at Marcus Theaters across the state of Wisconsin. It is called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. I have seen a clip and I cannot wait for more. The world premiere is going to be on September 11th, Wednesday, a couple days before, in Waukesha. And coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to give away two more tickets for Tuesday's game, the Brewers game, and we're going to announce the kit and the caboodle of how you, the listeners across Wisconsin, can join me at this world premiere where Paul Molitor is scheduled to be there, Robin Yount, the one and only Bob Uecker, the filmmakers as well. We'll tell you all about it on tomorrow's show. But today, coming up, going to give away two sets of tickets for Tuesday night's game when the St. Louis Cardinals, the evil St. Louis Cardinals, will be in town. Of course, they beat us in that 82 World Series. Took 7 games to do it. Just a Bit Outside, premiering in theaters on the 13th. We're going to give you a chance to be at the world premiere on the 11th. So that announcement coming up tomorrow, but we're going to give away tickets in just a minute. First of all, I want to go back to the phone lines. We have Bob listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Bob, you wanted to say what about the subject last hour, which was push-pulling by Eric Hovde and the Senate Republicans out in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, Hovde realizes he's losing, so he thought, well, I'm going to go for the sympathy vote. And that little commercial about his MS and all the good he's doing in some foreign country, And then he comes out with a statement in a campaign commercial about housewives and women, and all they're thinking about is Hollywood. Where did he pull that out of?
Right. I know. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's all women have to think about is Hollywood? With all the stuff that's going on today, that's all they think about is Hollywood? This guy, I don't know who's running his campaign, but if he's paying them, he's getting screwed.
That's well said. I like that. Because I agree with you, Bob.
He's getting screwed with his pants on.
Yeah, I mean the guy, it's one of the worst campaigns on either side of the aisle that I've ever seen run. And you're right that it comes out. And the lovely thing about it in terms of just politics, the lovely thing about this is Senator Baldwin is running one of the best campaigns, and she always does, one of the best campaigners in the country, let alone Wisconsin, is that they're taking Eric Hovde's own words, things that he has said. They don't have to make it up. They don't have to say that he said something. They're taking it from audio and or video from Eric Hovde himself. That's what's so great about it. He can't dispute it. And yes, the new ad by Baldwin is video and audio of Hovde saying that he thinks that women are too concerned about Hollywood, that they're infatuated with Hollywood. I mean, talk about misogynistic comments. To Bob's point, yeah, I don't get it, Bob. Was there some other part of the another question you had in there? Or is that pretty much covered?
I want to say one thing about Tammy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're still on. Go ahead.
When I'm a member of Local 200 Teamsters. For 7 years, we fought for our pension and we won. And Tammy was right with us. She did everything she could for us. And that's what Tammy does. Everything she could for her constituents. And that campaign ad they're running where that couple is whining about their son who had pain and he goes on the street to get a pain pill. Well, apparently his doctor wouldn't give it to him. And if I had pain, the last place I'd go to get a pain pill would be on the street because you don't have any idea what's in it.
Sure. And look, I'll make clear.
They're blaming Tammy for it.
Right. No, I get it, Bob. And I just want to say a couple of things quickly. A, I have an aunt who suffers from MS, and I would not wish that on anyone. And so, you know, I'm glad that Eric Hovde has been able to live as well as he possibly can with MS, because it's not fun at all from what I've seen firsthand within my own family. And I wish him well on that. I do find it a little disingenuous when they have to show him tearing up like that. There's a movie called Broadcast News, an old movie, if you're not familiar. And I want to be careful, but I just, again, I'll simply leave it at, I find it disingenuous that Eric Hovde chooses that moment to show himself getting teared up about helping kids in another country. Why didn't he lead with that more? And why does he wait until he's down in the polls? I don't know. It hits me the wrong way. Number two, I feel for anybody who loses a kid or any loved one to addiction. It's not funny. It's not something to make fun of. It's real. But again, to try to tell people that someone who was lost to addiction, that's the result of something Senator Baldwin did or didn't do, that's also disingenuous. And that's simply not accurate. And to your point, Bob, and one of the reasons that Tammy Baldwin is ahead of the polls, one of the reasons that people really appreciate her is because she and her team, her office, her staff, do a remarkable job of constituent service. And to your point, it doesn't matter whether you're in a labor union or whether you're in a local chamber of commerce or whether you're a dairy farmer. She represents all Wisconsinites. And I'm not just saying that. I've said that before in this program. I helped run a race against Tammy Baldwin in 2000, the John Sharples campaign for Congress in the 2nd District. It was Tammy's first reelect to Congress. I've been on the other side of her team. And believe me, it's not fun. Tammy Baldwin is one of, I'll say Tammy Baldwin is the best, most tenacious, most professional, well-honed campaign person in the state of Wisconsin, period. She knows how to win. She does it fairly. She's tough, but she's fair and she's clean. And she knows how to win. And the reason is, a large part of it is because she represents her constituents so well. And people are like, look, I might not necessarily be a Democrat, but geez, Tammy helped do this. And Tammy got me this and got her passports and helped me with my partner with her immigration issue, or got something for Social Security, or helped me get a road. As someone who worked as a congressional staffer, these are the things a lot of people don't realize. It's not about the bills you pass oftentimes. It's about what you do when people pick up the phone and need help, and what kind of office you oversee and run.
It's just like what you said earlier about the true stories being the best ones on radio. Well, that's another thing. Her campaigning is so good because she doesn't have to lie, because she is doing those things.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Mr. Zomers. I've said it before. I know a lot of these people, and they're mostly men up in Wisconsin Dells, the business community, and they are by and large tend to vote Republican and support Republican candidates, and they give to Tammy Baldwin, and they vote for Tammy Baldwin, and they put Tammy Baldwin signs up in Wisconsin Dells, because guess what? She goes up to the Dells and listens to those business people, and she helps them with road money, transportation, infrastructure, and helps them with immigration issues. And this is what MAGA people don't want to talk about. The business community in Wisconsin Dells would be shut down tighter than an Aldebaran shell mouth if it wasn't for immigrant labor. They have to bring people from the Caribbean, South America, and Eastern Europe in order to staff all the things that we enjoy going to this Labor Day weekend. And they do it legally. And there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of help that needs to be given. And you know who's the number one person to keep Wisconsin Dells staffed legally and in business? Tammy Baldwin. And that's why she gets so many votes out of central Wisconsin and the Dells, because they're so appreciative for her help and the results that she gets. That's the secret. That's the secret sauce to Tammy Baldwin winning. She works hard. And I know that from firsthand experience. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mr. Anything else off the text line we have to clean up here, Mr. Zomers?
Not at the moment.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic, because the timing could not be better. What we're going to do is we're going to turn a page, so to speak, and when we come back, we are going to give you an opportunity to win some Milwaukee Brewers tickets coming up on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the St. Louis Cardinals will be in town, and your chance to win for Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals tickets, when we come back. Don't call yet. I'll give you the trivia question on the other side. These are club-level seats. Cushy backs see right into the Brewers' dugout. Great view of the brand-new scoreboard. Air conditioning, great concessions. Your chance to win if you know about Just a Bit Outside the Movie. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay, Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history, bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Play ball. Gentle band and bando come to play. Gantner, Moose, and Pete will have their say. I'm talking baseball, Brewers all the way.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well done, Mr. Sommers. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock, talking baseball. I played that song so often back in my early radio days. At WRCO in Richland Center. WRCO, my hometown radio station, which is now part of the Civic Media Radio Network. You realize they were one of the original Milwaukee Brewers affiliates. How about that? They've been, you've heard Brewers baseball in Southwest Wisconsin in the Richland County, Greater Richland County area ever since it started. How about that? So, fasten your seatbelts, because tomorrow we are going to announce, and it may involve WRCO, your chance next week to text to win premiere ticket, world premiere of the new movie called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, the world premiere in Waukesha. There are tickets available to the public, a few left, not quite sold out. They ain't cheap, but we got a hold of a couple. We're going to be there, and we're going to give you a chance next week to win big tickets to the actual premiere with Euchre, Molitor, Yount, Gantner, the whole crew. Going to be there. And you could, too, to be on the blue carpet. They're going to have a blue carpet, Mr. Zomber. Not red, a blue carpet at this thing.
Well, of course, it's for the Brewers.
Right? Really looking forward to it. And we'll have more chances for you to win regular tickets to the game or to the movie as well. But right now, time to talk a little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Of course, they got a big win last night, 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants. And they will kick off a very important series, big series, next week on Monday against the St. Louis Cardinals, the dreaded St. Louis Cardinals. Because, of course, St. Louis beat the Brewers in the World Series because the Brewers used to be in the American League in 82. St. Louis, National. St. Louis beat the Brewers Game 7, but Milwaukee still had a parade, which is highlighted in this great documentary film, Just a Bit Outside. We talked to Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, the producers and director of this movie, and it's fantastic. I cannot wait. So here we go. Make sure that you're eligible, that you can go next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, the third. Monday.
It is the third.
Yes, the third. Thank you, Mrs. Summers. Tuesday the third. Tuesday the 3rd of September, 7:10 p.m. First pitch at AmFam Field. We're gonna give two sets of two tickets. The first two callers that give me a right answer to this question, Bob Euchre has been the play-by-play announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers ever since 1971. Along the way, he has had 13 on-air partners on the radio side. Name one of the on-air radio partners to Bob Euchre since 1971. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Bob Euchre has been the play-by-play man for the Brewers since 1971. Along the way, he has had 13 on-air partners work with him on the Brewers Radio Network. Name one of them. name one of the 13 on-air partners on the radio side with Bob Uecker on the Brewers Radio Network. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. First two callers with the correct answer, a correct answer, win. This is fantastic because normally people call. I sometimes make the questions too easy, but the phones are not ringing yet. But give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. First two callers with a correct answer win two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers next Tuesday evening for 7:10 p.m. game. Question once again, Bob Uecker has been the play-by-play man for the Milwaukee Brewers since 1971. Along the way, Uke has had 13 different people be his on-air partner on the Brewers Radio Network. Name one of them. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe it's Nick in Broadhead. Is that correct, Nick?
In Brookfield.
In Brookfield. I'm sorry. I need new glasses. See, Brookfield. All right, Nick in Brookfield. You're not very far from the stadium at all. Nick, Uke has had 13 different on-air partners since 1971. Name me one of them.
I'll go with Pat Hughes, even though I have many more.
You are absolutely correct. And you want to know what, Nick? If I had something, a bonus thing to give you, I would. Because Pat Hughes is my favorite partner of Uecker's over all the years. I'm not making that up. Because he was Uecker's partner when I was in college in the early 90s. And some of the things, I don't do it so much on this show, but when I used to do sports, I patterned some of my stuff I did on the air after Pat Hughes. And you know, he's a play-by-play guy now for the Cubs.
Yes, he's really good. He always is.
He's one of my favorite all-time broadcasters. Great selection, Nick. Well done. Can you go to the game on Tuesday?
Yes.
All right, well, don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Mr. Zomers will take your information after. So just hang on, right? We're going to put you on hold. Since 1971, Bob Uecker has had 13 different on-air partners. Kurt in, Monona or Madden?
Monroe.
Monroe, sorry. Kurt in Monroe. Thanks for calling in, Kurt. Beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Name me one of the on-air partners that's not Pat Hughes.
How about Jim Paskey?
Jim Paskey. I'm looking at my list here. He may be a TV guy. One second here. Let me look. Jim Paskey. I want to make sure that I'm not incorrect here. Jim Paskey, according to the list I have, that is, let me look one more time here. One second here. There is a Jim, but not Paskey. So I'm going to say that's incorrect. That's incorrect, but call back, Kurt. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I believe it's Tom. Is that correct? All right. We're going to find out where Tom is from here.
It is Tom from Monona.
Tom in Monona. Very good, Tom. Quickly, what do you got for us?
How about Jeff Levering?
Jeff Levering, absolutely correct. One of the current broadcasters. Great job. Can you go to the game on Tuesday?
Yep.
Very good. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Zomers is going to take your call. All right? So hang on there. Nicely done, everybody. I'll run through them on the other side of the break. I'll tell you all the correct answers on the other side of the break. The movie comes out September 13th, just a bit outside at Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin. We're going to give you more chances to win tickets to Brewers and to the movie coming up in future broadcasts. Stay tuned. More is next right here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are campaigning for Wisconsin's key votes. In De Pere last night, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance talked about the obstacles facing people starting out.
Who wants to start a family if you can't afford a home? Who wants to start a family if you can't afford groceries? Who wants to start a family if you feel like the president of the United States is not looking out for your interests?
De Pere Democratic Assembly candidate Christy Welch says voters should worry the Republicans would raise sales taxes,
which will disproportionately put a burden on middle class, lower class folks.
She's running against Republican Benjamin Franklin. Donald Trump campaigns in La Crosse tonight. Civic Media special coverage starts at 6. More campaign stops. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Labor Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska. The DNR is urging caution as boaters gear up for end-of-season outings. The agency reports 13 boating-related deaths so far this year. 9 of the victims were not wearing life jackets. As a reminder, state law requires everyone on a boat to have a life jacket readily available. Former President Donald Trump's town hall in La Crosse tonight at 6 takes place at the same time as several other major events in the downtown area. That includes 3,000 UW La Crosse students moving into dorms and a Viking Mississippi cruise ship docking nearby. The La Crosse Police Department is telling drivers to plan for extra time, be patient with traffic, and to consider alternate routes. The Vietnam Veterans Trail was temporarily shut down. City officials are enforcing a new no-camping ordinance, leading to the removal of those unsheltered and their possessions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Jimmy Koska for WLCX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes the network can't afford not to bring a show back, such is the case with Ted Lasso on Apple TV. That's right, Lasso fans, the show that helped us all get through COVID might be coming back for another season. Series co-creator Bill Lawrence said in a recent interview that several of the cast members have agreed to return, but there is no word yet on whether or not Jason Sudeikis will come back as the title character. Sudeikis is one of the show's creators as well. Deadline.com reports that they believe Sudeikis is already in, which would only leave one non-committal cast member, Juno Temple. Stay tuned. Disgraced actor Armie Hammer says he is selling his truck because he can no longer afford the gas. Hammer says he loves the truck he treated himself to in 2017 intensely. In an awkward Instagram video Hammer posted, it was hard to decipher if he was talking to his truck or the audience at times as he described his love for his vehicle. He added that his kids will miss the truck, but they are adaptable. I wonder if they've heard the cannibalism accusations. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way after 7 o'clock tonight, bringing the potential of some flash flooding. High, damaging wind gusts are also possible as this passes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, and director Sean Hannish joins the show to talk about his documentary, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yeah. Pursuing truth. truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Thanks for all who called in and played on our Trivia Brewers tickets giveaway there. That was fun. That was fantastic. Again, the Milwaukee Brewers, well, they're playing right now on many of our stations. And then they'll play a series starting on Monday against the St. Louis Cardinals. Gave away four tickets just a little bit ago here for that Tuesday game. We're going to give away two more tickets on tomorrow's show. So be with us then. The question was for today, Bob Uecker has been the play-by-play person for the Milwaukee Brewers since 1971. 13 other people have been on the air with you over that time. Who were they? I'm going to read through them quick, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Derek in Oconomowoc has a comment on the Brewers. Here they are. Here's who worked with Uke from past to present. Starting in, 1980, it was just Uecker for a while. Tom Collins was 70 to 72, I guess. There you go. Also, Merle Harmon. Merle Harmon from 70 to 79. Tom Collins, 70 to 72. Uecker started in 71. Then Loren Brown, Dwayne Moseley, Pat Hughes, Jim Powell. Had a guess for Jim, but not Jim Powell. Jim Powell, he was with Uecker a long time as well. 96 to 2008. Corey Provis, Dave Nelson, Joe Block, Jerry Augustine, Daryl Hamilton, former Brewer, remember that? Here's a little hitherto unknown fact, as my former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Maybe we should save this for a... Well, we'll do it now, and then maybe people might know later. Former Milwaukee Brewer manager, and now manager of the Cubs, Craig Counsell, was a fill-in announcer with Uke in 2014.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And now, of course, we got Jeff Levering, Lane Grindle, and Josh Maurer. Those are the correct answers for that trivia question. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Derek in Oconomowoc, a Brewers fan. Derek, what do you got for us?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking
doing
the call.
Great.
So, yeah, cool. I've been in the car business for almost 40 years now in Milwaukee and Brookfield, Waukesha, et cetera. Always with high-end tires imports. And over the years, I started sponsoring the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association's golf outing. So I sold Hamilton a Porsche back in the 80s, actually, when he was married to the new Saint.
Really? Okay.
So I ended up selling Robin Yount car and donating the profit to the Alumni Association. So that was during the time we were in the playoffs. So he was flying into town for the playoffs, and we were giving him a car to use while he was in town, and he was working on that new field over on the North Shore as well. So I got to know him a little bit. So he tells me a story that most people don't know. At least I don't think they do, and it might be in this movie, but okay. Molitor was not signed to the Brewers. He was not originally signed. Yount got the spot.
Really?
So what happened is Yount, and if you see him, and maybe you hear the story firsthand, but I did. Yount was messing around on his motorcycle, hurt his ankle. And the first day he was supposed to show up, he was at home, and his brother came home and said, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be at training camp." He said, "Well, I hurt my ankle on my motorcycle." He says, "I'm afraid they're going to throw me off the team if I show up." His brother says, "You got to show up, or they're going to throw you off the team for sure." So he goes and tells him what happened, and that's how Yount got signed to the Brewers.
Yount,
Molitor. Yount was out for like the first 3 to 6 weeks, and they needed somebody, and so they brought Molitor in because he was the next choice. So you can fact check that at the event you're doing. But cool story.
That I cannot thank you enough, Derek, for sharing that. That is an absolutely great story. And like you say, I'll be very interested to see if that made the cut in this new movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 World Brewers, this documentary where they're talking to Yount. And I saw, apparently Yount has seen the movie already. They gave him a private screening or something. And I guess Yount's reaction was it was very emotional because that team loved the city so much. They were just regular guys, and they felt so terrible that they lost it in Game 7 to the Cardinals that Yount said he doesn't know he can sit through it again.
Oh, That's awesome. Yeah, he's such a terrific man. I'll tell you, he's like just genuinely a nice guy.
I've heard that.
You know, during that playoff series, he was up with the commissioner in the box, and he said to me, "Here, I'm not going to use these tickets. You want them?" So I had, Chris Rowe right by the home plate for, I don't know, they played two or three games, I think, that year. We had this deal with Robinade in our showroom at the time, and so we were selling Robinade and donating it back to a cancer fund. But really, really great guy. You know, had no problem signing the jersey, a bunch of balls. I donated at different auctions and stuff. So,
Anyway, real cool.
It'll be interesting. And if you get a chance to talk to him, if it's not in there, maybe you can bring it up to him.
Yeah. Well, hey, again, Derek, thank you so much for sharing that and calling. And thanks for listening. Call in any time. I mean, that's just great insight, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, next time I'll call you about the Humvee experience I had.
Okay, sounds good. We'll look forward to that.
All right. Cool.
Thanks so much, Derek. Right. Really appreciate it. Derek and Econobloc. Now, see, Mr. Zomers, that's exactly what we're looking for.
You just never know.
That's one of the many reasons that I love doing this show day in and day out, because it's never the same show twice. And our callers like that, like Derek and Econobloc and so many like him, it's the collection of our life experiences that make this show. And he gave a great firsthand example, Derek did, of why I cannot wait to see this movie Just a Bit Outside, because stories like you just heard, firsthand stories about what a great guy Robin Yount is, that's what this movie, this documentary, is jam-packed with. And what's cool about it, and not to take a thing at all away from the current players of the Brewers, but in 1982... this was a club where the manager had a peg leg and lived above a bar in Milwaukee. I mean, it's true. This is a club where, to Derek's point, some of these guys were, they weren't getting paid in 82 like they are now, right? So they'd just be regular guys. Not to say that the current guys aren't regular guys, but the celebrity wasn't maybe quite as big in 82, and it was just this hometown feeling. I was in middle school at the time, and I remember what it was like. And these guys like Yount and Molitor and Gattner and Moose Haas and Ben Ogilvie and Raleigh Fingers and Pete Vukovich, they just came across as guys you could have a beer with. That went out. They were kind of like the Packers, honestly, back in the Lombardi days. It would not be uncommon to see members of the 82 Brewers around Milwaukee having a beer, just hanging out. And they became part of the city. And the city was so thankful for what this team did in 82 that even after they lost Game 7 to the Cardinals, the city still threw them a parade. And all of this that we've been talking about, all of this is going to be in this new movie. Again, it comes out on September 13th in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin. It's called Just a Bit Outside. You could go on Marcus Theaters now online, reserve your tickets to the 13th or thereafter. And you could also go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com if you want to shell out some bigger bucks. The world premiere in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th, is open to the public. We're going to be there. And starting next week, we're going to give you a chance to be there as well, just by playing along a little text to win trivia starting next week on Tuesday. On Monday, we're going to be a pre-recorded show talking about Labor Day and whatnot. And then starting Tuesday, we'll be live once again. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Dick, I believe, in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Oh, that team was so much fun. That year we went down there probably 10, 12 times. Very last game in the regular season against the Royals we were at. But we, one of my favorite guys in pitcher, Jim Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
He had that dirty, nasty cap that looked like it was 20 years old. Just a soft dust ring on it. We gave him the Ernest T. Bass Award.
Really?
From Andy Griffith. He looked like Ernest T. Bass, for crying out loud. The hat was just nasty. But we had more fun with that team.
Yeah, we really did. And the reason I'm laughing so hard is because I am known, once I get a ball cap that really fits me well, I tend to not want to get rid of it. And so my mom, God love her, is just relentless. She'll, you know, I had one. It was from the Lazy Mutt brewery down in, or brew beer down in Monroe, Wisconsin. And finally she guilted me into getting rid of that one. And so I got a brewer one. Couple years back down at the stadium, and now I've sweat that one. And it wasn't too long ago she said, "Now, let me ask you a question: is that hat supposed to be that color, or is it just dirty?" So I can absolutely appreciate Caldwell. Yes, keeping that hat. And in baseball, of course, is there any more superstitious game than baseball? He's not going to want to get rid of that hat if he's doing well.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, when I played a lot of softball, I'd always have to step over the batter's box. If I stepped on the line getting in, I thought I'm going to strike out immediately.
Right? It's just one of those things in the sport. Yep. Well, are you planning on going to the movie coming out here just a bit outside?
Oh, absolutely. I have to see it.
I can't wait. Their word is, and I'll report back as much as I can, there may be a sort of non-disclosure agreement to this. In fact, I know there is. So I may be getting a sneak peek of the movie sometime next week. But I'm not allowed to tell you. I can't review it. I can't give anything away. All I can basically say is, like, I guess my reaction to it. But I'm very excited about this. And then starting next week, make sure you listen. Because we're going to give people a chance to win tickets to the world premiere on September 11th in Milwaukee. So listen in for that, Dick. I appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 755. Try that again, Todd. 855. Wouldn't that be great if they started calling 755? We wouldn't get any calls.
No, we would not. I don't know if that would be great.
No. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to call in. Talk Brewers or a little politics here at the end. I think this has just proved, Mr. Sommers, why I'm so excited about this movie, why I am so excited about helping promote it and give people an opportunity to go to it, because it connects with people like we're seeing right here. I mean, if you were alive in 1982, you don't forget that moment in history in Wisconsin.
Or if, like me, you weren't and you want to, like, understand it better, perfect opportunity.
Right. You're absolutely right. Anybody who loves the Brewers now or even likes them, anybody who likes baseball, anybody who likes beer, quite frankly, or see the movie. I can't wait to see it myself, just a bit outside, premiering September 13th in Marcus Theaters across the state, and the world premiere on September 11th. All right, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more politics here. Don't forget a quick programming reminder. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, going to be here with a cast of thousands, our new political director, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, our very own Terry Bell, Civic Media's news director, and also Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project will be here from 6 until, well, at least 8, probably a little bit later tonight, as we will be covering, first of all, the Trump town hall meeting in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He is billing it as a town hall, and we're going to cover that here at Civic Media. And then we're also going to be taking the CNN simulcast of the Harris Walls interview with Dana Bash on CNN. So we got something on the Republican side, we got something on the Democratic side, all kinds of things happening starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Stay tuned, back with our final segment here for the All Ball Show on a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of LaCrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS Radio News Time, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media Radio Network that you are listening to. A little sports update and weather update as well. Remember, conditions are favorable for much of the state of Wisconsin later this afternoon, moving into the evening hours for some severe to heavy weather. It's going to be starting up with the Amory area, moving across over to the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, La Crosse, heading east, southeast throughout the evening. And some of these storms could produce heavy rains, high winds, and hail. So be prepared for that. Keep an eye to the sky and just overall be cautious. I know some people, Mr. Sommers, already getting on the roads today, taking off a day early for Labor Day weekend. So, boy, howdy, be careful out there.
Yeah, drive safe. Pack your patience, as Todd says.
Yes, yes. It's been around for a while. But one of my favorite meteorologists, speaking of weather, used to be here in Channel 3 in Madison, and now has gone on to bigger things up there at in Minneapolis, at the Twin Cities. Chris Reese, great meteorologist, just A+. I mean, it would not surprise me that you see Chris Reese doing like Good Morning America or Today's Show or something like that at some point. Just he knows his stuff forward and backwards, is just a great presenter. For everything, I met him once, was a very gracious and kind and nice guy. But those are the people in weather you think, well, geez, they know their stuff and they're nice people.
Absolutely.
How about that? Speaking of knowing their stuff, we were talking about baseball, Brewers baseball. And our trivia question today was on Euchre, or at least who worked with Euchre on the air. And CBS Sunday Morning, if you never watched this program, it's a great show with Jane Pauley. It plays locally here in Wisconsin at 8 o'clock on Sundays. And Mo Rocca, one of the great correspondents, reporters at CBS, Mo Rocca, came to Wisconsin, and Milwaukee in particular, and did a story on custard. Now, we in Wisconsin know, particularly those listening on AUK and in Milwaukee, Southeast Wisconsin, we in Wisconsin love our custard. I'm a big Culver's custard fan. I know there are other older establishments in the Milwaukee area in particular that do frozen custard. And so Mo Rocca, when he was here doing the story, caught up with Bob Euchre, of course, the legendary Bob Euchre, and got Euchre to meet him at this custard place in Milwaukee and talk a little bit about custard. Here's Mo Rocca from Sunday Morning talking to Euchre.
Legendary baseball announcer, funny man, and former player Bob Euchre,
just a bit outside,
is also a fan.
I mean, I got custard, free custard, every time I got a hit, so that was about once a month. So
Euchre has a theory on how his hometown became custard central.
You don't get custard on the coast like you get in the Midwest. You can't. Because the cows in California are too hot. Cows in the Midwest, in the winter, shake and shiver. That's what gives the custard the air. Your first scoop, you like it.
And about 30 seconds in, I was still believing you.
Isn't that classic Euchre?
That's amazing.
I mean, nobody can pull you into a story better than Bob Euchre.
Even if it is nonsense.
Well, and most of the time it is. I mean, how many times have we heard Euchre over the years on the Brewers Radio Network with whoever his on-air partner is, starts going off, and the brilliance of Euchre is, and he used to do this on Carson, and he used to do it on Letterman, he sits there with a straight face, and he starts out and he tells these stories. Oh yeah, this is true. Here's what happened to me. And he draws you in, and at some point you finally figure out this is just all BS, and that's what makes it hilarious.
Absolutely. I also thought it was really funny when he's like, oh, and I get free custard whenever I got a hit, which was about once a month.
Right, right. Well, that's, again, self-deprecating
right.
brand humor that Euchre does so very well. But the fact that that Wisconsin cows shiver in the winter, that's what makes it creamy. That's what makes it airy. I mean, God love this man. I mean, if ever there should be a statue, I think there is a statue at County Stadium, but if ever there should be...
Now or, American well, Family yes. Field, but...
Thank you. See, I'm into my 82 era, and in 1982, played at County Stadium. A great place. I saw Nolan Ryan win his 300th game, I think it was. I think that was my buddy Jeff Daniels, who used to sell baseball cards, had the baseball card shop here with his parents in Madison, and huge Brewer fan. In fact, maybe I'll see if Jeffrey can go with me down to this thing in Waukesha. Because if there's anybody that knows Brewer trivia better, I don't know anybody, than Jeff Daniels. But anyway, in 82, it was County Stadium. So I went to a few games at County Stadium.
At AmFam Field or Miller Park, whatever you want to call it. Up in like the 400 level seats, there is a statue of Bob Euchre just sitting in there. So you just call it the Euchre seats instead of the nosebleeds.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember going to a game, a Brewers game, at County Stadium with my friend Jeff Hillesheim, my next-door neighbor, and his parents. He was the last child, and his parents were a little bit older than mine. And his mom, Avis, God rest her soul, and she was a church-going lady and a wonderful person, but she did not like heights. And she grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, and we were going, and his Jeff's dad, Delmer, was known to be a little tight with his wallet. And so he bought the cheapest seats he could buy. It was in the last row, way up at the very top of County Stadium. And the steps were really steep. And poor Avis was almost bent over on all fours trying to go up these steps to get up to the top row. And she stopped before she sat down, and she looked at Jeff and I and she said, "Would you just look at this? Delmer put us up here like a bunch of chickens in a roost."
That's pretty good.
And so we always called him the chicken roost up there. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines to Stoughton and CJ. CJ, have you got a Brewers story for us or a comment on the Brewers or Euchre?
I do. I got a great Euchre story.
Give it to us.
He was telling a story about Marge Schott. If you remember her, she was the owner of the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. It was Bring Your Dog to the Park Day. And all the dogs were down on the park. Remember her, St. Bernard? And
yes.
Said it was like a bunch of landmines everywhere. And the co-announcer asked you, "Hey, did you bring your dog to the park?" "Oh, yeah." He goes, "What breed was it?" He said, "My sister."
Thanks, CJ. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to Zomers. We got Peter Rapine tomorrow with Week in Review. Join us then. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we kick off Labor Day weekend. What are your plans? And should the weekend be the actual start of the school year or not?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.